seconds later, her ass hit the cool white tile again and stayed there. "Cannot," she amended. "Anyway, I already called your office and told them you couldn't come in because you have a stomach virus."
"What? When?"
Olivia hadn't heard him on the phone. Then again, she'd been too busy acquainting herself with a toilet to pay attention to much else. The adrenaline from missing work dissipated and left her more drained than before. She couldn't remember the last time she'd been this sick. She hadn't even caught a common cold in 3 or 4 years. Her immune system was titanium. Sammy left and returned a minute later with a little plastic stool that he plunked in the shower stall. Olivia didn't protest when he hauled her into the shower, sat her down on the stool, and helped rinse out her hair. She knew how to pick her battles. Sammy worked briskly, shampooing and conditioning the sticky strands until they were nice and clean again. She closed her eyes and savored the sensation of his strong, sure hands massaging her scalp. The jackhammers in her head eased, lulled by the massage, the soothing sound of the water, and the comforting male presence beside her. After he finished, he dried her hair and carried her into her bedroom, bridal style. Somehow, he'd avoided spraying water on her torso in the shower, so Olivia didn't need to change before he tucked her back into bed. Her stomach growled its displeasure at the new horizontal position.
"Sam..."
A trash can appeared before she finished saying his name. She leaned over and dry-heaved while he held her hair again and rubbed soothing circles on her back. But nothing came out. After a while, she flopped onto her back and waved the proverbial white flag.
"I'm sick."
"I know." Sammy smoothed a gentle hand over her hair. The next few hours, days, weeks, passed in a blur. Olivia was out of it half the time, caught up in feverish hallucinations or fitful dreams. It must have been days, because if it were weeks, she'd be in a hospital. Every time she woke up, Sammy was there, feeding her ice chips to help with the dehydration. He seemed to know what she needed, when she needed it without her saying anything, including when she needed to use the restroom or throw up again. Yeah, the symptoms from whatever she had were not pleasant. Things came out both ends. It would have been deeply humiliating, except Olivia was too miserable to feel embarrassed. She was only grateful that she wasn't living alone, dealing with this nightmare by herself. Perhaps her apartment flood had been a blessing in disguise. During her bedridden stint, Olivia started talking to Sammy about nothing and everything. Her mother, her sister's douche canoe fiancé, whom she was pretty sure she caught staring down her shirt the last time she'd gone home. Her brilliant 5, 10, and 20-year life plans.
Why Charmander was the best Pokemon.
Why Sammy needed to stop walking around shirtless. He listened to her ramble and took part in the conversations, even though half were absurd and the other half ended abruptly when Olivia fell asleep or lost her train of thought. However, he took special interest in her verbal dissertation on why Sammy's shirts needed to stay on.
"It's distracting."
Olivia sucked on an ice chip until it melted, and the cool liquid trickled down her throat, soothing her fever. Bless whoever invented ice chips. They deserved a statue in every city and an annual bash with cupcakes shaped like their face.
"I can't think when your six-pack is staring at me."
"Just my six-pack or any six-pack?" She pondered the question. She hadn't thrown up in hours, which was a good sign. Fatigue clawed at her and sweat dampened her brow, but she'd choose that over bodily ejections any day of the week.
"Just yours. And Chris Hemsworth."
"Chris Hemsworth, huh?" Sammy looked thoughtful. "I suppose I could have worse company than Thor."
"Uh-huh."
Olivia's lids fluttered, her breath shallow.
"Especially not fair when you wear those gray sweatpants."
"What's wrong with my gray sweatpants? They're my favorite pair."
"I can see your dick through them."
He choked. "Excuse me?"
The outline, she clarified. Those sweats are like a push-up bra for your dick. Shoves it in everyone's face without revealing anything. It's a cock tease, literally. And when you wear them while cooking...
She licked her lips, both at the mental image and because her lips were bone dry.
I kinda wanna jump you.
Not kinda. Definitely. But she didn't want to scare him away. Sammy was the only thing keeping her sane during these long, feverish eternities where night bled into day and the specter of death hung in the air. Olivia was the teensiest bit dramatic when she was sick. Sammy fell silent, and Olivia cracked her eyes open to assure herself he was still there. He was. Hair mussed, mouth soft, eyes speculative. Her guardian angel. She wanted him by her side, always.
That's good to know, he finally murmured.
He asked no more questions after that, and Olivia drifted off into sleep again. This time, instead of nightmares about a mountain of paperwork chasing her through the halls of PHC, or dreams of Charmander lighting candles with its fire breath in her future home, her brain dug up a memory she'd buried deep in the recesses of her mind.
Sammy, it's not what you think!
Olivia followed him into the living room of their New York apartment rental, her panicked heart crashing against her ribcage repeatedly in an attempt to escape. Or punish her. Like it, too, was too disgusted to stay around her any longer.
You don't know the whole story!
He gripped the edges of the back of the couch, his shoulders taut, his lean frame vibrating with pent-up anger.
What's the whole story, Olivia?
His voice was colder than she'd ever heard it. Dread coiled in her stomach. Sammy wasn't cold. He was warm and gregarious and the kindest person she knew. And he deserved so much better than her. A giant lump formed in her throat.
I only said that to get my mom off my back. I didn't mean it.
He turned, and Olivia flinched at the hurt in his eyes.
No? So you're going to introduce me to your mom when she visits? How will you explain that one? Oh, just kidding, Mom. I didn't actually break up with him because I think he's a loser who's throwing away his future by choosing to be a baker instead of a fucking NASA scientist.
Tears stung her eyes. I was obviously lying. You don't know my mom. I'm not ready for you to meet her, okay? She's critical and judgmental, and she drives everyone I care about away. You've no idea how harsh she can be. I don't want her to hurt you.
Olivia had fucked up by telling Eleanor about Sammy. Technically, she'd told Alina in an ill-advised attempt at sisterly bonding, but she should have known her sister would tell their mom. After Eleanor learned that Olivia was shacking up with a boy in New York, she'd called immediately and grilled her about said boy's qualifications. That was the exact word she'd used. Qualifications. Like they were talking about a job candidate instead of a boyfriend. Olivia should have lied about Sammy turning down his NASA job offer and choosing to open his own bakery instead. But she'd been so shocked by Eleanor's announcement that she was flying to NYC to meet him that she'd panicked. She'd told her mother that she'd already broken up with him because, of course, she wouldn't date a wannabe baker. She only wanted a successful boyfriend, thank you very much. The words had tasted like poison on her tongue, and she'd felt sick saying them. But they did the trick. Eleanor had been mollified. Olivia just hadn't expected Sammy to come home early and overhear everything she'd said. Frost iced over the look of betrayal in his eyes.
You don't have to worry about her hurting me. You're doing that well enough on your own.
Olivia whimpered and turned in her sleep. Her heart was pounding again. From her stomach bug or her nightmare memory, she didn't know. Pain lanced through her chest, mixed with a glint of anger. Yes, she'd said hurtful things, and that was on her. But she'd meant it when she said she hadn't, well, meant it. She and Sammy had been dating for almost a year. Did he really think she was such a vile person? Was he not going to listen to her or give her the benefit of the doubt? I didn't handle things with my mom well, and I should have never lied or said what I said, but you know me. I'm not that type of girl. I would never hurt you like that.
Do I?
Sammy spoke with lethal softness.
Do I really know you're not that type of girl?
He might as well have punched her in the stomach. She felt like she got all the wind knocked out of her, and her heart beat a jagged rhythm in her chest. What? A muscle ticked beneath his eye.
You've made it clear that you don't approve of me trying to start a bakery. When I first told you, you stared at me like I had two heads. It's been weeks, and you've never said, not once, that you supported my decision. Every time I talk about it, you change the subject. The other day, when I went to your company picnic, and your boss asked me what my plans were after college, I told him, and you fucking flinched. Like you were embarrassed by me. You never hesitated to tell everyone about my NASA internship, but you're real freaking quiet now. So tell me, Olivia, how do I know you're not that type of girl?
The room spun. Olivia opened her mouth, then closed it. Because Sammy wasn't wrong. She didn't think the bakery was a good idea. He was an incredible baker, but he was also an incredible mathematician. Success for the latter was all but guaranteed. Hell, NASA was practically begging him to accept their job offer. But opening a bakery? It was 50-50 at best. The hours, the stress, the uncertainty of starting something from the ground up right out of college. It didn't make sense. If things went south, Sammy could end up buried in debt. Olivia loved him too much to let that happen, or to encourage him to throw his future away without trying to convince him otherwise. As for being embarrassed by him, a tiny, horrible part of her was, and she hated herself for it. Perhaps if Olivia hadn't grown up in an environment where so much emphasis was placed on the right degrees and right job titles, she'd have felt differently. But all her life, the people around her had drilled into her the importance of career success. Her family, her professors, her classmates and colleagues. Baker did not fall under the list of acceptable professions for boyfriends. Aspiring baker, even less so. It was hard to overcome lifelong conditioning, even for someone she loved. Her silence caused a bitter, mocking smile to spread across Sammy's face.
That's what I thought.
I just want what's best for you, she said weakly. Sammy, this is your future. If a bakery is something you really want to do, at least wait until you have a financial cushion or some kind of backup plan. Get a few years' experience in another field so you can fall back on it in case the bakery doesn't pan out. Don't jump into it right out of college. Sadness eclipsed his face.
Some things make sense in the head. Others make sense in the heart. If there's one thing this summer's taught me, it's that I would be miserable spending the next few years in a job I don't love. I would wake up every day hating my life. Knowing that, would you still ask me to wait?
Maybe it's just this job you don't like, she argued. It doesn't mean you'll hate every math and engineering job out there. Sammy shook his head and let out a disbelieving laugh.
You sure you want what's best for me? Or do you want what's best for you? Maybe you want a status symbol more than a boyfriend. Something nice and pretty to put up there with your Yale diploma and resume. Maybe if everything in your life was perfect, including your boyfriend, your mom would finally love you.
The blood rushed in Olivia's ears. Pain prickled at her skin, even as the embers from her earlier anger grew brighter. I can't believe you said that, she choked out. It was the most hurtful thing anyone had ever said to her, even taking into account her mother's insults, because Sammy knew what a sore subject Eleanor was. She'd confided in him things she'd never told anyone. Her doubts, her insecurities, Her secret fear that her mother didn't love her at all. Not as a daughter, not even as a person. Eleanor probably liked her hairstylist more than she liked Olivia. Regret flitted through Sammy's eyes before his face hardened.
Face it, Liv. You say you hate your mother, but she's screwed you up so much you can't even see how much you'll like her. You only care about whether something makes you look good or fits neatly into one of your fucking spreadsheets. Everything you've ever done has been to gain your mother's approval. And since I can no longer help you with that, I guess I'm yesterday's news.
His mouth twisted.
Hey, look on the bright side. You'll be working in finance. You can date some uptight Wall Street guy like your sister. But that wouldn't work, would it? You'd still be following in her footsteps, still second best.
Slap. Sammy's head twisted to the side as Olivia's palm connected with his cheek. The air pulsed, deafening in its silence. Olivia's chest heaved with suppressed emotion. She curled her hands into fists and tucked them beneath her armpits. Whether to prevent herself from slapping him again or to hold herself upright, she didn't know. Sammy touched his cheek. She'd slapped him so hard a bright red handprint marred his golden skin. A muscle jumped in his jaw. He didn't say a word. He didn't even look at her as he turned and walked out the door. It wasn't until Olivia heard the click of the lock that she allowed herself to sink onto the ground and dissolve into sobs. Something warm and wet trickled down Olivia's cheek, jolting her awake before her mind could take her further down the dark halls of her memory. The actual breakup. The run-in with Sammy's skeezy cousin Edison, who'd been visiting New York at the time. The anger she'd held onto like a lifeboat for years because it was easier than dealing with the hole in her heart.
Why are you crying?
Sammy's alarmed voice forced her to open her eyes.
Does something hurt? Do we need to go to the hospital?
His concern was so at odds with the Sammy from her dream, it made her cry harder.
His face paled. That's it. We're taking you to the hospital. I thought you were getting better.
No, I am getting better. I'm not crying because I'm hurt.
Well, she was, but not in the way he thought.
I'm just emotional. It's almost that time of month,
she fibbed.
Oh,
Sammy grimaced.
Define almost. Like, in the next few hours or next few days. You don't need me to.
He lowered his voice.
Help you put in a
even lower voice.
Tampon to you.
Olivia laughed and cringed at the same time. No!
Thank God. Relief drenched his expression. I'm fine with puke and poop, but periods are not my forte.
Man, they were all the same. Don't say the P words. They make me want to, you know, puke.
But not poop.
Stop, she moaned, her cheeks blazing while he laughed. Guys are so gross. Like she needed the reminder that he'd seen her perform just about every bodily function over the past few days. Any sexual attraction you might have harbored toward her must have died by now. That was the moment Olivia realized something had her staring at Sammy in such a way that he arched an eyebrow in confusion. She didn't want his sexual attraction toward her to die. She didn't want him to leave her side. She didn't want him to be set up on dates by his mother and go out with other women. Because she wanted him. His heart, his humor, his loyalty and intelligence. She wanted all of it. Olivia still had feelings for him. And judging by her body's reaction every time he was near, virus-induced abnormalities aside, they were strong ones. She gulped. Oh, poop.
Chapter 14. I'm so sick of the brat diet. Olivia munched on a banana, her expression morose. Why must it be so boring? Because you just recovered from a horrible stomach virus and you don't want it to flare up again. Sammy sank onto the couch next to her with a fresh bowl of buttery popcorn, which she eyed with unconcealed envy. Unless you like worshipping the porcelain god. The porcelain god can kiss my ass. Already has. He laughed when she grabbed a handful of popcorn and tossed it at him. It was Sunday, 5 days since Sammy woke up and found Olivia hurling her guts out in the bathroom. The first day had been brutal. He'd had no idea someone could throw up that much. Although he had a shit ton of work at the bakery, he'd stayed home to take care of her. There was no way he could leave her here as sick as she'd been, and he didn't know anyone else who could take over nurse duty. Luckily, Olivia's fever broke the third night. Today was the first day she'd spent outside her bedroom or bathroom since she contracted the VFH, virus from hell. Since she wasn't operating at 100% yet, Sammy had whipped up some snacks and fired up Netflix for a chill day in. Too bad she couldn't eat anything other than the so-called brat diet, bananas, rice, white, applesauce, and toast, non-whole wheat, while her stomach recovered. For a foodie like Olivia, it was hell. I texted the other book club girls. None of them got a virus. Olivia's mouth turned down at the corners. I don't know what happened. My immune system is top of the line. I felt a little weird at dinner, but thought that was the alcohol talking. You probably came into contact with someone who had it, Sammy said. Stomach viruses can be contagious.
Maybe.
Horror dawned on her face.
Wait, does that mean you'll get it? You've been in the same room as me for days.
Nah, I don't have any symptoms. They usually surface 1 or 2 days after exposure. Plus, I disinfected everything and washed my hands so much they looked like an old lady's.
That's what I smelled, Olivia sighed. The wonderful scent of disinfectant.
She wasn't joking. Olivia was one of the few people Sammy knew who liked the scent of Lysol.
If you do get sick, I'll take care of you, she said. It's only fair.
Throw in a sexy nurse uniform and we'll be even. She rolled her eyes.
Seriously?
You get gray sweatpants. I get a nurse uniform, Sammy half-joked. He wasn't sure how much Olivia remembered from their weird but enjoyable conversations while she'd been sick. He also wondered whether everything she'd said had been true, or if they'd been the ramblings of someone suffering from a 102-degree fever. Olivia's face flushed bright crimson, and Sammy hid a smile. Oh yeah, she remembered the gray sweatpants conversation, and judging by her mortified expression, she'd been telling the truth. Even now his body warmed at the memory of her words. Come on, a beautiful woman telling him his dick was distracting and she wanted to jump him? He'd have to be dead not to have a reaction. That wasn't even taking into account her ramblings about her erotic book club read after she came home drunk. He'd had some interesting dreams about blindfolds and office sex that night.
Sweatpants? I don't know what you're talking about,
she bluffed. But the rapid spread of scarlet across her cheeks and down her neck gave her away.
Sweatpants are sweatpants. Nothing special about them.
Really? Sammy leaned back against the couch cushions and tucked an arm behind his head, the picture of lazy confidence. Not even when paired with a bare chest while I'm cooking? Olivia's lips parted and her eyes hazed over like she was picturing the image in her head. Sammy's cock jumped to attention. Fuck. He'd been teasing her. He hadn't expected her to react like that. Like she really was going to jump him and have her dirty way with him. He had no issues with that whatsoever. He set his bowl of popcorn aside. How are you feeling? He asked gruffly. Got nausea or anything like that? She shook her head. Good. Sammy cupped her chin with his thumb and forefinger. Olivia's eyes widened.
What are you doing?
He leaned closer until their mouths were centimeters apart. I'm going to kiss you, he said calmly. Do you want me to kiss you, Olivia? Sammy couldn't believe he was doing this. It was like all reason had left his body, leaving behind pure instinct and desire, but he couldn't bring himself to care.
Reason was an overrated bastard anyway. The soft sounds of the movie on screen faded, and the world narrowed until he only saw the woman sitting in front of him. Even if they were out in the city surrounded by thousands of people, she'd still be the only woman he had eyes for. It had been that way for 9 years. Olivia gulped and slowly, ever so slowly, nodded. Victory slammed into him as his mouth crashed over hers and 8 years of pent-up longing exploded. He fisted her hair with one hand and tilted her head back for greater access. Fuck. She was even sweeter than he remembered. You'd never know she'd been sick. She tasted like she'd been dining on nectar and ambrosia all day. A breathless gasp slipped out of her mouth as she pressed her chest against his and curled her hands around his biceps. He was rock hard, and he knew she could feel it because her skin had heated beneath his touch, and she was grinding against him in little circles that drove him crazy. Nothing mattered in that moment except this, her, them. Sammy didn't break the kiss as he eased her back until she was lying on the sofa and he was straddling her. His cock was ready to burst from the confines of his pants. But even in his lust-addled state, he realized they were moving pretty fucking fast for two people who'd resented each other for the better part of a decade. Whether he cared was another issue. Olivia moaned and arched her hips up. Lust scorched through his veins, and he couldn't decide what he wanted more: continue kissing her senseless, pull her pants down and feast on her sweet pussy, or flip her around and fuck her until she couldn't walk tomorrow. Hell, it was Sunday morning, and they were both young and healthy. Why choose? Sammy reached down to tug her yoga pants just as the sound of the doorbell blared through the house. You've gotta be shitting me. He groaned in frustration and pushed himself up on his arms, suppressing a litany of curses.
I didn't know you were expecting someone.
Olivia's eyes were bright, her lips swollen from their kiss, and her chest rose and fell with rapid breaths. It took all of Sammy's willpower not to drag her into his arms again, but if his hunch was correct, their unwelcome visitor wouldn't leave until they got what they came here for. I'm not, but I have a feeling I know who it is. He sat up and took a deep breath, forcing himself to cool down before he walked to the front door, discreetly adjusting himself along the way. Sure enough, when he opened the door, he found his mother standing on the front stoop, her arms laden with shopping bags from Wasing. No, Sammy said flatly. Amy peered up at him, her brows beetling over her nose.
Is that any way to greet your mother?
She demanded with a wounded expression. He wasn't fooled.
No, he repeated. You're not setting me up again. Did I say anything about setting you up? Did I say one word before my son, the one I birthed, after hours of labor and months of carrying him, the one whom I raised into the big, strong man he is today, flung baseless accusations in my face? No.
She heaved an enormous sigh and made a plea to the gods in Chinese.
Lao Tianye, what did I do to deserve this? Such an ungrateful son. I go all the way to Wasing to pick up his favorite foods because he couldn't make it to dim sum, and he won't even let me in his house.
Her shoulders drooped.
I'm an old woman. These bags are heavy and...
Okay, okay. Sammy pinched the bridge of his nose. Lao Tianye, what did I do to deserve this? He loved his mom. He really did. But she was more dramatic than a Real Housewives reunion. I get it. You can come in. I wasn't really going to leave you outside. Her wounded expression disappeared.
I knew I raised you right.
Amy marched into the kitchen where a flustered-looking Olivia stood.
I can help with that,
Olivia said as she spotted Amy's grocery bags.
You don't have to. You're still... Sammy's mom interrupted him. That would be great, thank you.
Her shrewd gaze moved from Olivia's swollen lips to Sammy's tousled hair to the flickering images on the TV.
Have you been hanging out here all day?
Sammy's shoulders tensed. Before he could run interference, Olivia answered.
I was sick for a few days and I'm still recovering.
Sammy was nice enough to stay with me so I don't get too bored. Very nice of him indeed. Amy cut a glance in her son's direction. Sammy shifted his weight and tried not to look too guilty. He'd told his mom he couldn't make it to dim sum because he had paperwork to catch up on. He hadn't wanted her to get any ideas about him and Olivia. Too late. He could practically see the mischief fairies dancing with jubilation in her eyes. After they finished unpacking the groceries, Amy insisted on making Olivia plain congee seasoned with salt and ginger. It was her go-to food when any of her children were sick. While they waited for the congee to thicken, Sammy's mother dropped her bombshell.
"So," she said, wiping the counter with a damp washcloth, "did you see Edison's email?"
Edison had sent the world's most obnoxious email to every member of their family who had an email account, detailing the dates, logistics, and schedule for his grand Lake Tahoe celebration weekend. Sammy wasn't sure why he'd bothered. Trying to keep all the generations of ewes on schedule while they were on vacation was more futile than trying to sweep water off the shores of a beach.
"Yes. Did you see the part where he said a few of us can bring plus ones? First come, first serve?"
Sammy's stomach lurched when he realized where his mother was going with this.
"No, I didn't."
He shot her a warning look, which she ignored.
"Well, you can. Isn't that great? Since Edison is being so generous, although if you ask me, it's just a chance for him to show off to more people because he has nothing else going on in his life. You should take him up on it. Free vacation for you and a guest, Sammy. Don't be a fool and give that up. As a matter of fact..."
Amy turned to Olivia with a deceptively innocent expression.
"Olivia, have you ever been to Lake Tahoe?"
Sammy couldn't believe it. His mother had been there to console him after his breakup with Olivia, and now she was inviting Olivia to go on a fucking family trip? Shit. She really was serious about going through his exes since he hadn't liked any of the new women she'd set him up with. First Lucy, now Olivia. It was a god-awful idea. But Amy wanted grandchildren enough that Sammy wouldn't put anything past her. Olivia cast a panicked glance in Sammy's direction. He responded with a subtle shake of his head, already resigned to his mother's shenanigans.
No. Excellent. You'll join us at Lake Tahoe. It'll be so fun. Good thing I had the foresight to put Sammy down for a plus one already.
Amy clapped her hands.
Ah, I think the congee's ready. Let me get that for you.
She bustled over to the stove, humming merrily. Olivia and Sammy stared at each other, dumbfounded.
What just happened? She mouthed.
He sighed and mouthed back. Looks like we're all going to Lake Tahoe.
Chapter 15. For once, Olivia was counting down the minutes to the end of the workday. Usually, she got so caught up in work, the hours slipped by, and she'd look up and realize that it was already 7 or 8. Not today. She couldn't wait to ditch her overly air-conditioned office and beeline for Chinatown, where she was meeting Sammy for dinner. Even now, she could feel his lips on hers, firm and insistent. She could smell him, taste him, hear him, low and raw, his groans sending shivers of delight down her spine. She'd had 48 hours to process her realization that she still had feelings for him, and 24 hours to replay their kiss over and over again until she could point out every minute detail. If his mom hadn't shown up, Olivia drummed her fingers against her thigh and stared at the digital clock on her computer. 6:58 p.m. Almost there. She and Sammy hadn't had a chance to talk after their kiss. His mother had stayed late into the night, chatting away. But Olivia couldn't shake the feeling that Amy had been watching her the whole time, examining her like she was a bug under a microscope. What the older woman was looking for, Olivia had no clue. All she knew was she wanted to figure out what the hell was going on between her and Sammy before she spent a weekend with him and his extended family. Hopefully, he wouldn't say the kiss had been a mistake. She was still sorting through her exact feelings toward him.
but she knew she didn't regret their kiss one bit. The clock ticked to 7 p.m., and Olivia shot out of her seat. Cassidy was still tapping away at her computer like a robot, but a few other people in the office stirred like they, too, were ready to call it a night. Private equity had better hours than investment banking, but 11 and 12-hour days were common.
Where are you off to in such a rush? Logan grasped Olivia's wrist on her way out.
Hot date? She stiffened and leveled a death stare at his hand until he removed it. One of these days she was going to stab him with a pencil. She really was.
None of your business.
He seemed unfazed by her cold reply.
Hey, if it doesn't pan out, my offer stands. Lots of fun things to do at night around here.
Logan winked, and Olivia almost threw up in her mouth. The entire office could hear them. But no one said anything. In fact, a few of Logan's friends smirked, and one of them slid his gaze over her body in a way that sent shivers of revulsion down her spine. Fucking assholes. Olivia had put up with more than her fair share of inappropriate and sexist comments over the years, but no one had dared be as overt about it as Logan.
Thank you, but my idea of fun doesn't involve shotgunning beer and buying another Patagonia vest.
Even now, she spotted five of the same vests in the room. She left the office to a chorus of ooh and guffaws. Her co-workers were supposed to be adults, but they acted like overgrown frat boys half the time.
This is why I'd never stay in San Francisco, she muttered under her breath.
The only thing keeping her sane this summer was the thought that she only had to endure Logan and the rest of the dick face squad for another month and a half. Of course, that also meant she only had a month and a half left as Sammy's roommate. The thought depressed her more than it should. But Olivia had officially given up her apartment search, so at least she could enjoy her remaining time with Sammy in peace. She found him waiting for her at what he claimed was the best dim sum restaurant in the city, looking disconcertedly gorgeous with his wind-tousled hair and gray sweater.
Hey,
he grinned, and she couldn't resist grinning back. Sammy had a smile that instantly improved the receiver's mood.
You ready to get your socks knocked off?
Olivia responded with a playful harumph.
We'll see. All your hype has given me high expectations, so don't be surprised if I'm disappointed.
You won't be. Trust me. Sammy led her inside.
My family comes here every week, and they have the pickiest palates in the Bay Area.
He was right. The dim sum at Wasing was out of this world. Olivia had never eaten dim sum at night. But hell, she'd tromp down here after work every day just for the shrimp dumplings.
I need the recipe. She hoovered up another dumpling. Immediately.
A laugh flew out of Sammy's throat.
You don't cook.
Not for me, for you. They give me the recipe, I give the recipe to you, and voila, dim sum at home.
Seems like we're missing a few steps, Sammy said wryly. Like the part where I agree to act as your personal chef.
You'll be our personal chef. Since you'll be cooking for yourself, too, it doesn't count as extra work, does it?
He chuckled. Finish eating. We've got a lot on our schedule tonight.
He could laugh all he wanted, but she would get that recipe. Where there was a will, there was a way. Olivia hid a devious smile as she thought about all the home-cooked dumplings in her future. When Sammy found out she hadn't explored much of the city yet because of work, he'd offered to take her on a whirlwind tour of San Francisco at night. Unlike Logan's sleazy proposition, Olivia took Sammy up on his offer immediately. Their first stop, which they just completed, food. Their second stop, after hours at a science museum.
This is so cool!
Olivia cast an impressed glance at the museum's soaring walls and spotlit exhibits. The last time I attended an after-hours museum event, Fair and I got drunk and almost knocked over a priceless statue. You could get drunk if you want. There's a themed party in the main hall with a dance floor, DJ, and everything.
No, thanks. Not tonight.
She wrinkled her nose. She was still traumatized from last week's virus. She hadn't contracted it from alcohol, but her mind had linked the two together, and she didn't plan on imbibing cocktails anytime soon. Instead of joining what sounded like an admittedly wild party, they wandered through the exhibits, cracking silly jokes and coming up with crazy stories for the animals they passed along the way. Olivia wasn't a big museum person, but between the interactive demonstrations, the novelty of visiting at night, and Sammy's dry, witty commentary, she was having a blast. "Do you ever miss it?" she asked as they passed under a tunnel in the aquarium. Brightly colored fish swarm over and around them, making her feel like Ariel under the ocean. "Miss what?" He placed a hand on the small of her back and guided her to the side to allow a group of giggling college girls past. Her traitorous heart fluttered at the small, simple touch. "Math, science, you know." Olivia waved a hand in the air. "Do you ever think of going back to those fields?"
"No."
A simple answer.
"I'm happy with where I am in my career."
"That's good." Olivia fiddled with her bracelet, her heart aching when she remembered how little faith she'd had in him, but also bursting with joy because Sammy had done it. He'd made his dream come true, and she was so freaking proud of him. "I'm happy you're happy. You deserve it. What you've done with the bakery is amazing." Sammy's throat bobbed. A shadow of an unidentified emotion crossed his face before it disappeared.
"Thank you. That means a lot."
They stared at each other, and the world fell away. Olivia wanted nothing more than to kiss him again, but she wasn't sure where they stood, and she didn't want to make things awkward, especially since they were leaving for Lake Tahoe tomorrow.
"Are there any other exhibits you want to see?"
Sammy broke eye contact first.
"Museum's closing soon."
Disappointment snaked through her, which was silly. What had she expected him to do? Grab her, pin her against the wall, and kiss her senseless with all the fish and other museum goers watching? "Yeah, kinda." "No, I'm good," Olivia pasted on a smile. "What's next?" The answer? A ride in one of San Francisco's iconic cable cars, which was far less crowded this time of day. In fact, there were only 3 people in Olivia and Sammy's car besides them and the driver. Olivia's earlier disappointment faded as the city whizzed by in a blur of lights. The clanging of the bells, the groaning of the car every time they went up and down a hill. It fed the innate sense of adventure that she'd buried beneath work and school for too long. Whenever they passed a famous landmark, Sammy would throw out a fun fact or a piece of trivia. She informed him he would make an excellent tour guide, to which he merely laughed. They ended the night at Twin Peaks, where they soaked in sweeping views of San Francisco laid out in all its glittering glory. Luckily, there was no fog, and Olivia could see all the way down Market Street, downtown, and the lit-up Bay Bridge. An entire city at their feet, sparkling like 1,000 fallen stars. Olivia shivered, her pulse pounding at the sight. At that moment, she could see herself falling in love with the city. New York was her first love. But there was something magical about seeing San Francisco like this. Here, with Sammy by her side. It felt right.
"You cold?"
Sammy wrapped an arm around her shoulders, and she shivered harder. Not necessarily from the chill penetrating her layers of clothing. "A little." She sank deeper into his warm embrace. She wasn't that cold. She'd had the foresight to bring her warmest coat, but she was a shameless opportunist. So what? Like any woman would turn down the chance to snuggle in Sammy's arms.
"I have an extra jacket in the car. I can grab it."
Olivia snorted.
If I put on another layer, I won't be able to move. I already feel like the Marshmallow Man. Sammy flashed a crooked grin.
A very cute Marshmallow Man.
She couldn't tell if he was flirting or just being nice. Regardless, her heart rate picked up and her cheeks warmed. At least it was dark and he couldn't see how red she was. Ha ha. Oh, God. Her laugh sounded like a horse braying. Sammy, fortunately, didn't comment on it. They sat in companionable silence for another half hour before the cold got too much, and they went home. That was how Olivia had come to think of Sammy's house. As home. The best one she'd ever had, to be honest. She loved the years she'd spent in New York as Farrah's roommate. But whereas that had felt like an endless slumber party with her best friend, living with Sammy felt like home. Olivia paused in the hall outside her bedroom. Thanks for tonight. I had a great time.
Hey, I couldn't let you leave San Francisco without a solid tourist experience.
It wasn't that touristy. I enjoyed it. It was the best night I've had in a while, Olivia admitted. Also, I will get that dumpling recipe, and you will make them for us both.
Sure, it's for us both,
Sammy teased, smiling.
You know it's less about the recipe and more about technique, right?
I'm sure your technique is great. Crap, that came out wrong. Heat flared in Sammy's eyes, and liquid warmth trickled through Olivia's stomach in response. Should she mention their kiss the other day? Because she really wanted to know where they stood. So they could do it again, hopefully. Screw it. It was now or never. Listen, about Sunday and our...
We should get some shut-eye, Sammy interrupted. Early morning tomorrow.
True. They were leaving for Tahoe at 7.
God bless summer Fridays. Olivia didn't have to take personal time off for this trip,
but her stomach fell at his blatant dismissal. Sure. See you tomorrow. In her room, Olivia stripped off her clothes and had just pulled her nightshirt over her head when she heard a knock on her door. She opened it to find Sammy standing there.
I forgot something,
he said. Her brow furrowed. What? The rest of her sentence died as Sammy's lips claimed hers and pleasure exploded throughout her body. Every thought flew out of Olivia's mind. All she could focus on was his heat, his taste, and the hard contours of his body pressed against hers. She moaned, enjoying the small shudder the sound provoked in him as he backed her up onto her bed. His erection pressed against her stomach, and the need to feel him inside her swirled through her and muddled her thoughts. Just as Olivia reached to tuck off his shirt, Sammy broke the kiss. His face flushed and his eyes gleaming.
That's what I forgot. Good night, Olivia.
She blinked, dazed. Good night? Olivia touched her lips and watched, stunned, as he walked out of the room and closed the door, plunging her in darkness once more. What the hell just happened?
Chapter 16. The chalet Edison rented sat right on Lake Tahoe. Sammy hated to admit it, but Edison had done a bang-up job choosing this place. It was huge, 2 stories with 7 bedrooms, 5 bathrooms, and a vaulted living area, as well as an attached rear unit with 2 additional bedrooms. There was more than enough space to house the entire U clan and their plus ones. But the best feature wasn't the massive fireplace or the tricked-out kitchen. It was the extra-large hot tub in the backyard. Sammy had been itching to check out the tub all day, but now that he was here, he'd rather drown himself in the lake. Because guess who was in the tub with him? Olivia, dressed in a bikini that made him glad no one could see what was happening south of the border, so to speak. His twin horn dog cousins Kyle and Lyle, yes, the rhyming was on purpose, who couldn't stop drooling over her,
Kevin and Lydia, who kept shooting shit-eating grins in Sammy's direction for no discernible reason. And fucking Edison. Sammy would have more fun at an execution party with Attila the Hun and Vlad the Impaler.
"Are you sure you're 29? You don't look 29.
Kyle stared at Olivia's chest.
"Do you like younger men?"
Sammy groaned while Olivia stifled a laugh. Kyle and Lyle were juniors in college, but well on their way to becoming the biggest players in the family. It didn't help that they were both athletes at the University of Michigan, football for Kyle, hockey for Lyle, ensuring they had a steady stream of girls throwing themselves at them. They were so cocky they made Kanye look humble.
"Thanks, I'll take that as a compliment."
Olivia didn't touch the younger men question.
"Are you and Sammy dating?"
Lyle asked.
"He's never brought a plus one to a family outing before."
"No."
Olivia snuck a glance at Sammy, who was too busy fighting the urge to strangle his cousins, all three present, to notice the flash of uncertainty in her eyes.
"We're old, friends and current roommates."
"Roommates?"
Kyle and Lyle chorused, eyes wide.
"How the hell did that happen?"
Kyle pointed an accusing finger at Sammy.
"You never told us you had a roommate."
"Because it's none of your business."
"Screw that. Tell us,"
Kyle pleaded, turning to Olivia. She laughed and gave a quick rundown of what happened to her apartment. Even Kevin and Lydia got into the story, making sympathetic noises when she told them how half her belongings got ruined and how her landlord offered her a measly $500 as compensation.
"How nice of you to let her stay with you, Sammy Pooh."
Kevin's grin grew as he used the childhood nickname Sammy despised.
"You're a stand-up guy."
"Sammy's always been a gentleman,"
Lydia piped up.
"Don't you agree, Olivia?"
"Since you're roommates, do you bang every night?"
Lyle asked before Olivia could respond.
"What?"
His tone turned defensive beneath his older cousin's glares.
"Isn't that the point of having a roommate of the opposite sex?"
"No, dumbass. Stop making Olivia uncomfortable or I'm kicking you out of the tub," Sammy threatened. Lyle scowled.
"You can't kick me out. It's not your tub." "Anyway,"
Edison's loud voice interrupted their bickering. He wore an annoyed frown, clearly irritated that their attention wasn't focused on him.
"We all know Sammy's great, yada yada, but you should have come to me, Olivia."
He slicked a hand over his hair.
"I'm a lawyer. I could have sued the hell out of your landlord and gotten you a huge settlement. I'm that good. Did I tell you I made partner?"
"You made partner?" Kyle's eyes widened, his tone dripping with sarcasm.
"Why didn't you tell us earlier?"
Edison had, of course, seized any and all opportunities to brag about his new partner status throughout the day. There was a running bet among some of the youths as to how many times he would utter the P word that weekend. Sammy had bet $10 on 30 to 40. Hell, they were already at 13 and it was only the first day. He covered up his laugh with a cough as Edison glared at the football player. He took it back. The twins weren't that bad.
"That's all right."
Discomfort filled Olivia's face.
"I didn't want to sue anyone. I just wanted a clean place to live."
Sammy had been nervous as fuck about seeing Edison and Olivia in the same room before the trip. Memories of their kiss still haunted him, and he'd had no clue what to expect. But the two had mostly ignored each other, which Sammy was more than fine with, until now. If Edison didn't stop leering at her, he was going to rip off his cousin's arms and beat him to death with them. In any other circumstance, Sammy's violent thoughts would have alarmed him, but this was Edison they were talking about. He would have been alarmed if he didn't have violent thoughts toward the jerk.
"Well, you know you can reach out at any time," Edison smirked.
"You have my number."
"What the fuck?"
Sammy's head snapped toward Olivia, who looked like she wanted to sink beneath the water and stay there. Why the fuck did she have Edison's number? Had their kiss been more than a kiss? Had they dated, and Sammy didn't know about it? Lydia leaned over with a worried frown.
"You okay? There's a vein throbbing in your forehead," she whispered.
"I'm fine. Or I will be after I murder Eddie in the most gruesome way possible." His sister-in-law looked unconvinced.
"Actually, I don't.
Olivia said stiffly. I got a new phone years ago and lost all my contacts.
Lie. She still had Sammy's contact, at least. Wait, you guys knew each other before this?
Lyle's head swiveled between Olivia and Edison.
How?
Olivia's mouth opened, but Edison beat her to the punch.
Oh, we met when I visited Sammy in New York. Remember when he was interning for NASA?
He chuckled.
Good old days. Everyone thought he would be a big-time engineer or something along those lines, but he turned out to be a baker. Which is fine, but it ain't NASA, right, Sammy boy?
A heavy, awkward silence suffused the air.
We're gonna grab some snacks, Kyle said. Man, we're hungry. Yeah, we're growing boys,
Lyle chuckled nervously.
Be right back.
The twins hauled ass out of the hot tub and disappeared into the house. Lydia, who hated confrontation, murmured something about checking on Amy and slipped out as well, leaving Kevin, Edison, and Olivia behind.
Dude, not cool, Kevin glared at Edison.
What? It's the truth. Besides, Sammy knows I didn't mean anything by it.
Edison smirked at Sammy.
Right?
Right. But hey, you didn't go to New York to visit me, remember?
Sammy lifted his shoulder in a casual shrug. You went to meet with the Dean of Columbia Law. Edison's face clouded.
Shame you never convinced him to let you in, Sammy continued. Not many people would have gone to the extra effort to show up in person to dispute an admissions decision.
Fuck you, Edison snarled. I got into Harvard. I fucking made partner before I'm 40. Who cares about Columbia?
Updated partner word tally, 14. Sammy was definitely winning the bet.
Weren't you on the wait list for Harvard? Kevin draped his arms along the edge of the tub. And didn't you get in after banging the dean's daughter? Funny how that works.
Shut up, Kevin. You didn't even attend an Ivy League.
Where you go to school isn't the be-all and end-all, Olivia spoke up. She glared daggers at Edison, and damn if the sight didn't send satisfaction curling through Sammy's stomach.
I know plenty of Ivy League graduates who are jerks or miserable in their job, and plenty of non-Ivy League graduates who are happy and thriving. And I think being your own boss and building a business empire from scratch the way Sammy did is way more impressive than being a run-of-the-mill lawyer.
Warmth glowed in Sammy's chest.
Really?
Edison's eyes glittered with danger.
That's not what you said when you called and asked me to come over after you and Sammy broke up in New York.
He flicked a triumphant glance in Sammy's direction.
Oops! You didn't know that, did you? But you two were already kaput, so there was no reason for you to know.
Just like that, the warmth died, and Sammy's skin iced over. Olivia had called Edison. He'd assumed this cousin had come looking for him and they ran into each other. What the fuck was Edison insinuating? Had they done more than kiss? Had they slept together? Sammy wanted to throw up. Out of the corner of his eye, he saw Kevin's jaw drop and Olivia's face turn bone white.
You're a real fucking asshole, you know that? Kevin shot a death glare at Edison. So sweet that Big Bro is coming to Little Bro's defense. Maybe if Sammy wasn't such a pussy.
The rest of Edison's words came out as a strangle when Sammy closed the distance between them and slammed the asshole against the side of the tub. He closed his hand around his cousin's throat, not enough to kill the guy, but enough to make him think he might kill him. The smugness melted from Edison's face, replaced with fear.
Don't mistake my tolerance for weakness, Sammy said quietly. I put up with you because we're family. But if you say another nasty word toward me or anyone else I care about, if you so much as look at us the wrong way, I will rearrange your face until you're unrecognizable to your own mother. And guess what? Other than your parents, no one will care.
Everyone liked Sammy better, and they both knew it.
Are we clear?
Edison didn't answer, his features a mask of angry defiance. Sammy's grip tightened.
I said, are we clear?
Yes,
Edison finally choked out. Sammy released him, and the other man sagged, clutching his throat.
You're a crazy son of a bitch, Edison gasped. I'll fucking sue you for assault.
No, he wouldn't. Edison was too vain and image-conscious to let other people know that Sammy, whom he'd always considered his weaker cousin because Sammy had a conscience, got one up on him. Sammy didn't bother responding. He splashed out of the tub and walked into the house, ignoring Olivia and Kevin's calls. Thank God he had his own room in the annex so he could stew by himself. There was an uneven number of guests, and they'd drawn straws to see who would get the single. Sammy had lucked out. He stopped for a quick shower in the annex's shared bathroom and wrapped a towel around his waist before heading to his room. He felt numb, and the events of the past hour floated through his head like scenes from a movie instead of his messed up life. What Edison and Olivia did or didn't do that summer shouldn't bother him, but damn it, it did. Because Edison was his cousin and Olivia had been the love of his life, because their hookup stabbed at all of Sammy's hidden insecurities about not being good enough or measuring up. Because it was a fucking betrayal, even if Sammy and Olivia had already broken up. Sammy's shoulders stiffened when he saw Olivia waiting for him outside his room. She must have come straight here after he'd left. I'm not in the mood to talk, he said curtly. She stepped aside so he could open the door, but she followed him inside before he could close it in her face.
We have to talk.
Her skin was blotchy and her eyes pleaded for forgiveness, which told him all he needed to know, didn't it? No, we don't.
Nothing happened between Edison and me.
Now she was lying to him? Sammy had seen them kissing with his own eyes. She didn't know that, though. And he wondered if she was really going to take the denial route. Nothing, huh? He crossed his arms over his chest. So you didn't call him after we broke up? You guys didn't hook up, didn't kiss? Last night had been the best night he'd had in years, and their kiss had knocked his fucking socks off. But it might as well have happened a lifetime ago. There were zero similarities between last night's easy companionship and tonight's hostile tension.
We did kiss. Once, Olivia said, her voice so low Sammy almost couldn't hear it. He made the first move, and I should have pushed him away, but it happened so fast that I...
She exhaled a shaky breath.
It was a mistake, okay? But we didn't do anything more than that, and I called him because of you, not because I wanted him. I knew you guys weren't close, but I'd hoped he could help me...
She stopped. Finish that sentence, Sammy said, his voice hard. Help you what, Olivia?
Help me make you see reason.
Her cheeks flushed with guilt.
About the bakery. Or help me make things right with you. I don't know.
She shook her head.
I don't know what I was thinking.
Olivia Tang doing something without a clear plan? Sammy mocked. Excuse me if I don't believe you. She threw her hands up.
How many times do I have to apologize? I fucked up, I admit it. Can we please move on? I thought we had a truce.
They did. But all truces eventually ended. No, we can't.